Oh man! All right, so the gas station had a sale on lighters. Now, people, if y'all know this, I collect big lighters. You know what I'm saying? Like, I buy a lighter. You know, I buy all kind of lighters. So they had a sale. You get three lighters for $4. That's a good deal with a big, cause one big about two. You know what I'm saying? But the lighters they had to choose from, it was like Kiss, Ozzy Osbourne, and Aerosmith. You know what I'm saying?
They had
like
to pick Kiss
and Leonard Skinner. You know what I'm saying? I was just like, woo! I already seen on the Leonard Skinner when I had the little flag on. So I was like, nah, you're out. So I got me Ozzy Osbourne, a Kiss lighter, and an Aerosmith lighter, man. Pretty cool.
Hey, you got to pick Kiss. Like, Kiss, you get a pass.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And Aerosmith, I don't know about that one.
Walk this way!
Yeah, okay, but they've been riding, like, both of them niggas been riding that song for a long time.
I mean, what's wrong with that?
The song's not really that hot.
Look, they're not the only ones.
True, man. Let's get this show started, because that's good.
What's
shit.
Your boy name? The one from Atlanta. I bet you all the girls in the world, especially her, the Dip nigga.
Most Atlanta rappers been riding on one song for a long time.
I put my hands up on her head.
Oh, my God. Who the fuck was that? What's that nigga name?
Nasty or something like that?
God damn.
Riding on another rodeo. I mean, that man, he refused to make a second song. He like, nope.
Hey, he probably chilling, though. That song gets played at every goddamn gathering.
Yeah. I bet you he ain't working at the Marriott after he done wrote
the nigga ain't doing Sprite commercials or no shit. He good. Mm. Goddamn, Rakim did a Sprite commercial. Anyway, man, let's get this show started.
Rakim need every dime he can get.
Stop, man. We not going to do that. We not going to do that, man. It's the first time I talked to you in like 2 weeks. We not going to edit this shit out, man. We not going to do that shit.
NappyAfro.com.
To the dopest podcast for the dopest network on the internet. This is the Frocast, episode 217. I'm your man, Sawright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, a.k.a. Shupak Shakur, a.k.a. Don't Shoot, motherfuckers! Oh, it felt good to get that out, man. I'm sitting with the homie King Germ. Say what's up to the people, bro.
What up, what up, what up, people? It's your boy King Germ, a.k.a. the People's Champ, a.k.a. the most electrifying motherfucking podcast in the day, a.k.a. the Black Alex English.
Hey, man, before we even get the show started, thank you for holding it down last week. I appreciate you, you know, stepping up.
Had a business, take care of, man. It's nothing. It's nothing.
Hey, man, that was a good show. I probably would have fucked the show up anyway if I was on it because I was so mad last week. I'm so exhausted.
It thinks all right wasn't on show, people. He was angry.
Now, my timeline is full of shit, man. And you know what's really pissing me off now? Is because the white people who are starting to speak up feel like because they're saying something now, they're some kind of activist.
Yeah.
And they could check you on shit.
Hmm.
So one of my white homeboys has been very active lately, you know. And he's posting up shit and he's calling out his friends that are rednecks openly. Now we've had conversations before because he ain't said shit. And now he's calling them out. So that's cool. My homeboy puts up this meme and it says that there's a documentary on white privilege and it's kind of hard to watch and terrible. And it's a picture of friends. So I laughed at the picture. Right, that's the same thing I did. I laughed at the picture. He gonna send me a text telling me he felt some kind of way, and that's the same as racism if somebody else was saying it. I was like, okay, first of all, let's slow this train down a little bit. Calling out white privilege and racism are not the same. I said, so why do you feel like that was racism? And he came back with some long-ass answer about the show of how it's not privilege because motherfuckers was laid off and they had to find jobs and such and such dated a black girl and all this other shit. And I'm like, okay, that's cool. But explain to me how you think this is the same as racism. He was like, never mind, I'm going to bed. I'll holler at you later, man. I'm like, no, that's not how this shit works. We still ain't talked about it. But that's not how this shit works. You don't get to call me out on some shit you think is racist and not have a way to defend that shit. Number one. Number two, don't start a conversation with me about racism and get mad because you're wrong and walk away. That's not how that shit rocks, man. So I've been calling motherfuckers out. You see my timeline.
I'm getting tired of people telling us why we shouldn't be offended. You can't tell the person that's offended. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you offended me, you offended me. Like, what the fuck? Like, I hate when they like, well, I don't understand why. Like this one black, the guy I was talking about, you know, we had a, you know, I stayed in this discussion again. He was talking about, Well, I mean, if you need to start with your own community, y'all kill each other all the time, and then they throw that little stat up there with it showed the stat showed that more white people are killed by police by black people than black people. Okay,
so,
and I'm like, but it's like 10 times more white people than his black people. Of course they're gonna kill more. I said, so look at the percentage to the number. That's what we gotta look at. Like that's like it's come on, man. When you 60% of the damn country, of course you're gonna have more killers. More of y'all. Jeez.
Yeah, this shit's getting tired, man. Like
yes, it's like some of my white friends, they just stand out of it. And that's just so funny because I'm just like, I mean, you don't want to offend nobody. You probably got the same feelings, but you don't want to offend nobody. You don't want to, you know, it's like y'all got to hang with y'all white friends. So y'all don't want to jump out there on social media. So next time y'all see somebody in somebody's social, they're going to be looking at you like, well, I saw you in a Facebook about it. So I get it.
I just, and those are the people I don't fuck with. Like, that's what my Facebook has been for the past 2 weeks, is clearing the house. Like I said on Facebook, like, if you decide to be silent now, and you said anything about a motherfucking Harambe, or you said anything about motherfucking Michael Vick, you said anything about anything like that, and you're quiet now, I don't fuck with you. We ain't even got to have a conversation about it, ain't no fight, I'm just done fucking with you. And that's where our old boy was. One of our other friends called him out, and he was basically like, you know, if you ain't saying shit now, I don't fuck with you. And then he decided to step up and say something, and all his racist friends came, and I was like, okay, now I know who your friends are. It's good that you're checking them now, but what the fuck was you doing before? Like, you was just letting that shit ride. So now I'm looking at him weird, and the fact that he felt like he could say something, I was like, man, you know what? I'm gonna punch you in the goddamn neck. Like, it's tough to be in Austin right now. It's tough. And this is on the topic, so we're going right into the shit. The Dallas shooting. Look, I'm gonna say this with as much compassion as I can. Rest in peace to those Dallas officers. Motherfuckers working mass transit getting shot. That's some bullshit. But I don't understand how you can be shocked and call for no retaliation and call for people to be calm again when you keep fucking killing us. Charles Barkley, I would slap the shit out of you. Charles Barkley's what, 6'4"? Probably about 280 pounds?
300.
I would slap the shit out of Charles Barkley. I'll take that L. He probably gonna whoop my ass. Like, for all intents and purposes, Charles Barkley is probably one of the most athletic people to ever play sports. At 6'4", he was a power forward, grabbing boards and dunking. Mm-hmm. All right? I'm not taking that away from Charles Barkley, but off the court, he's a bitch. And if I see him, I'm gonna have to slap the shit out of him. We gotta do what we got. We gotta do better. We gotta take care of ourselves. That respectability politics bullshit. We gotta do right. Every cop ain't bad, but the reason that they shoot some of these black people because some black people are criminals. What? Charles Barkley, man, you full of shit. And I keep seeing this diatribe and this trope of respectability politics every time, even with the ESPYs. We talked about all, you know, we got the athletes up there and everybody's clapping for LeBron and Carmelo and CP3 and Wade. Everybody's clapping, but they said the same shit. If you motherfuckers listen to the whole speech, it's the same shit. We got to do better. Why the fuck? What did the people have to do with this?
Okay. This is what I don't get, all right. For us to get sympathy from these killings when a cop kills a black kid or a black person, and it's ruled justified, or even if not, for us to get sympathy, we gotta start taking better care of it. Like we don't care when blacks killing blacks. We turn a blind eye to that shit. Like, we don't give a fuck that two niggas shooting each other and they killed each other. Like, they act like that doesn't, like, we, like they act like we just numb to that shit. Nobody is happy that a gun that took somebody's life out of everybody black we know. Like, everybody black knows somebody that got killed by gun violence, and it shouldn't be that way.
Right.
We understand that. That's not right. Nobody should kill nobody, but they act like we don't. We're not aware of that. They are like niggas just walking around here like it's the OK Corral and we just killing niggas and like niggas that glorify. Oh, y'all listen to all that rap music, they glorify. I was like, nigga, what's the difference between rap music and a movie? You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all grew up watching Westerns, The Terminator. Like, what's the difference? Like, we live in a society that same rap music is available to your white kid too. So don't sit there and say it's like it's just us. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's, man, I just...
It gets tiring, you know what I'm saying? We keep hearing this goddamn trope. Like, we're not out here marching this shit for black people. And here's the biggest difference. First of all, don't listen to us if y'all want some intelligent conversation, all right? We two niggas with a microphone. That's what it is. We're the kings of slander. If you want actual facts, go listen to The Black Guy Who Tips or This Week in Blackness or some other shit, all right?
Shout out. He's a rod, man. Good dude. You know, we talk all the time, man. That's my dog.
Good people over there, man. But the situation is that we keep hearing this goddamn trope. We don't care about black people. Black people killing black people.
We only say it when it's a white cop. We don't say it when it's a black. What do you mean?
Organizations founded on that shit. We march for this shit.
Didn't they have a song like in fucking 88?
Self-destruction,
the Stop the Violence movement. We all in the same gang.
Banging on Wax came out in like 92.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we all in the same. Yeah, exactly. So they had all kinds of shit. So don't act like we ain't been trying to stop this shit. It's niggas, I mean, niggas, people have been killing people since the beginning of time. That is nothing new.
And here's the biggest difference. When a black person kills a black person, they go to fucking jail.
Yes.
See how that works? There's no need to be outraged about the injustice because they go to fucking jail. When a cop kills black people, white people, brown people, them motherfuckers get to walk. They go home. They get paid leave. The union protects them. That's why the fuck we're mad. Like, you see a video where the cop blasted somebody out and we gotta ask all these periphery questions. What happened before the tape? What happened after the tape? What did he do? What's his criminal record? We got to ask all these questions. I personally haven't heard anything about the cops that were killed. I don't know them motherfuckers have kids. I don't know if they have wives. I don't know if they have any criminal records. I don't know where they went to high school. I haven't seen any mugshots. We don't know shit about them. But as soon as fucking Alton gets killed, as soon as motherfucking Tamir Rice gets killed, we got to drudge up the goddamn negative history of that person or their parents. It's a fucking difference, man, and I'm so tired of that shit. So while this shit happened in Dallas, and I'm not saying that this Micah X, Jesus Christ, I don't believe his fucking name. Micah X? When did that happen? When did we start using middle initials?
Well, he got every black name available. Micah X.
What the fuck? Where did y'all make this dude up? What lab did you construct this motherfucker? Look, I'm not even gonna go on conspiracy theory. I'm gonna put that away.
Hey, I swear to God, this is like the nigga. That look like John Lee Malvo, nigga.
Nigga, when that picture came up, all I heard was, I'm black, y'all. Like, what the fuck? What movie, what Spike Lee's crypt did you get this motherfucker from?
Dashiki and the Black. I mean, they call the perfect motherfucking...
Micah X. Really? That's the name? We're gonna go with Micah X. We haven't, for any other mass murderer or killer, we haven't gone with a middle initial for shit. Micah X, though. Not only that, you used all three names just like you did anyway.
Why didn't he get called by his middle name? Micah Xavier or whatever the X was. Why didn't they say his whole name?
Bruh, look here, man. There's so many levels to this shit.
Hey, the media play. Why ain't he think about that song?
It's so many levels to this shit, but I don't condone the motherfucking killing innocent cops. What I will say is that you shot these cops, or these cops were shot. I won't even talk about the Mike X shit. These cops were shot. If this was retaliation, why the fuck ain't y'all going after motherfucking Darren Young? And his name Darren Young, Darren Scott, whatever the fuck that motherfucker's name that shot Mike Brown? Darren Wilson. Yep. That's his name. Darren Wilson. Why ain't y'all going after Darren Wilson? Why is Zimmerman still touring the country free? If y'all gonna exact revenge on the motherfuckers that are fucking stuff up. Innocent cops and innocent bar cops and all this shit, that's irrelevant. It doesn't seem purposeful to me. Shooting a motherfucker in Dallas when some shit happened in Louisiana or Minneapolis makes no sense to me.
Doing a Black Lives Matter. Like, why would you, you know what I'm saying? Like, the way they try to make it seem like Black Lives Matter had something to do with it. Why would I have somebody come there and shoot up where we at? Like, come on, man, that don't make sense.
None of this shit makes sense. And then, on top of that, we got this situation where this talented sniper, because he shot 11 people and killed 5?
12 and 5 or something like that.
And hit like one civilian out of all of this?
Yes.
Like, talented motherfucker that you are.
hey, bro wasn't in the military that long. You know what I'm saying? Like, there was goddamn Chris Kyle out there or something.
Hey, man, that motherfucker clocked mad hours on Call of Duty.
I mean, bro. Yeah, he must. Hey, the only thing that nigga prestige in was Call of Duty.
He got all the Call of Duty scenes. Like, that's all he got in this game. But this talented motherfucker, treacherous motherfucker, let me put them together because I don't want y'all taking this out of context and playing it somewhere else and saying, fuck Nappy Afro.
He's a killing machine.
He's a killing machine. Motherfucking Terminator, right? This talented motherfucker, treacherous motherfucker, gets taken out by a goddamn pizza delivery robot that kills him with a bomb.
I mean, come on, man. Look, come on. Then don't forget about he wrote the initials RB on the wall in his own blood. I was just like, we don't know what the RB stands for. I'm just like, so he did all of this. This nigga writing in blood. I mean, come on. How you gonna let a little robot come and take you out, bro? Come on, man.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
When cops do shit, there's no body cam. Every once in a while, we see some body cam footage, which is why we know these black people get killed. When they attacked Saddam and killed him, there was body cams, right? They had the shit on tape. It was videoed. They saw it. It's been released. Like, that kind of shit. When you sent a bomb in, a robotic bomb that had never been used in the history of policing, why is there no footage?
Come on, it had to be footage because the robot has a camera on it so the man can see where he's going.
Why wouldn't that fucking be released? Like, this is the greatest moment in policing history.
Bruh, like, I mean, why? Like, exactly. Like, this shit is, man, it's just, like you said, for the conspiracy theorists, they eating this up. Because, I mean, it does have a lot of holes in the story.
Oh,
and then the story just keep, like, it seems like they're making it up as they're going, man. They just like, yo, what can we say today? Like, and then, you know, the police chief, everybody loving him. They love him.
Why? Look.
Hey, according to his story, his dad was killed by the police or something, or his son killed a cop or something. It was some crazy shit. And man, it's just wild, man. He's America's darling. White people love. See, that's the chief I like. You know, won't you go? We hiring. See, that's the problem. You see that shit?
Right. We hiring. That's why we're in this fucking situation
this
now.
This is not Walmart. We don't need no more like open hiring for cops. Like, what do you mean?
And
like,
more people are enlisting. More people are applying for the look. The idea that policing is the most difficult job in the world, I beg to differ, personally. I beg the difference. You write a bunch of fucking tickets. You're sitting on your ass. You're driving in the car. Those situations where you have to deal with criminals that are shooting back at you are one in a million.
Yeah, because they said most cops never fire their gun the whole time they on where they work.
If the job was that dangerous, there wouldn't be so many fat cops. Okay? It's the same thing with baseball. People talk about athletes. They mention baseball last because if baseball was so hard, it wouldn't be so many fat baseball players. This is not football where you can see the motherfuckers pushing all day and they happen to have a gut. They will slap your head off your shoulders. This is different. Firemen, probably one of the most difficult jobs in the world. But anyway, for the cop's job to be so goddamn difficult, everybody's applying to be a police officer. Why isn't the testing matching the job?
Yeah. I mean, just a little physical test, they say knock a lot of them out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, this is what I want to know. They say most people are, you know, not qualified to be a cop, but a lot of them, the ones that make it through, shit, that's my whole thing. Like, y'all,
man, you're not qualified. Just like, I don't have any military background. The fact that I have a college degree means that I could go into the military and be an officer. That's fucked up to me. Like, that doesn't make sense. And it happens the same way from, if you're military, you could come in and be a police officer. You don't have to take a lot of the fucking tests in certain cities. And that's fucked up. If we have an issue with mental health, and we have an issue with veterans, and we have an issue of PTSD, why the fuck are we putting them on the police force? I don't get it. And one of the things that I've seen lately is Officer, what's his name, Tom Norman? The white cop that's in the Black Hood?
Oh, talking about the little video that's going around right now?
Yeah, he always in the hood, and he's sitting there with the community and shit and playing with the kids. That's awesome. That's taking your job seriously.
Yeah.
Like, what he's doing is above and beyond. I don't expect every police officer to do that.
No, I mean, but if you're going to be a beat-walking cop, you need to know your neighborhood. You know what's going on.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying? Like your boy on the wire said, Bunny Colvin said, that's good police.
Exactly. You know? The community should know who the fuck you are and what you're there for.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Then that way you will know different things. Like, you might know, like, okay, this is such and such, like, you know, erratic behavior. You be like, okay, I know him. He ain't took his medicine. He act like this when the medicine ain't right. So instead of me shooting him, I'm just going to goddamn, I'm going to treat him, get the proper help. You know what I'm saying? We might restrain him, take him down. Instead of him coming, I don't know who this is. All I see is a wild, crazy nigga. And I pull my gun out, bam, bam, and shoot him. And next thing I know, I found out he ain't take his drozepan or some bullshit that day. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck?
Man, this shit is, it's so many levels to this shit, and it's hard. I know that probably, what, a good 80?
Maybe being a good police is a hard job.
But see, and that's... Look, man, I don't know, and my father is a cop. We've talked about this before. I don't know that if you apply to the full extent of the system, that there's a such thing as a good cop. I don't know how it's possible. The system is fucked up. So if you're following the system to the letter, how can you be good? Unless you're turning in your motherfucking coworkers.
Yeah, you're right. That's part of being a good cop, turning in your coworkers.
But what we see is the New York motherfuckers getting together and having a town hall meeting talking about how the cops, how our controlling officers told us to police black people. Y'all probably all got laid off. I don't want to hear it now. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to fucking hear it. You all lost your job. Now you want to blow the whistle. I don't want to hear it. You about to say something, my bad.
Oh, I know one good cop, Addison Edwards. He used to be a school teacher of mine, you know what I'm saying? And then I got in trouble later on in life. He seen me in the courtroom one day. He was like, what are you doing in here? And I told him, you know, I went to court that day, and next thing I know, that shit was disappeared from my motherfucking record, man. Disappeared, boy. So, hey, shout out to Addison Edwards. That's one good cop right there.
Hey, he helped you out. I mean, yes. Good thing that you weren't a jerk and proved him wrong.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? It's tiring, man. Especially now when you have all these conversations, and I'm just so tired of this shit, man. I'm tired of having to try and look unthreatening. I'm tired of having to feel like I need to look unthreatening. I'm tired of having to answer. That's the other part of this shit too, that when I typed up that really long post on Facebook, you have so many white friends that are trying to be activists, and instead of going out there on the limb and saying the shit on their page, they want to message you. They want to have this conversation. I didn't go to school to teach you about this shit. There's plenty of people out there that can do that. Google it. I'm not the motherfucker that's supposed to teach you race relations. I went to school and got my bachelor's degree in fucking art. I'm a graphic designer. I took a lot of history because I had to. But that's it. I'm not your fucking civil rights teacher, your fucking justice. I'm not that dude. So when you try and talk through racism with me, kindly get the fuck out of my face if I don't want to talk about it. You need to educate yourself. There's plenty of resources out here. You motherfuckers are drowning in information, and you refuse to tread through that shit to find what you need. So don't keep coming to me and having these conversations when I have people around me that I've had a conversation with, and I said, yo, we can look up the facts. I can give you the stats, and you tell me you don't want to see the stats, and you tell me that you still don't think it's as bad as it is, then we don't fucking need to talk anymore. Ever about this topic. And that's what I see. Facebook, Instagram, text messages. Like, personally, eat a fat baby's dick. I'm over it. I'm over it, man. I'm not the one. I'm not the one for it. I'm so happy that you decide that you want to get involved. I don't really want to be the one that has to educate you on how the shit works. I personally don't give a fuck. If you don't know the difference between white privilege and racism, please get the fuck out of my face, because this conversation ain't going to go well. And if you're white and you're listening to this, don't start leaning on your black friends to try and prove that you're an advocate. Do the shit you need to do. They don't need to hear from you about you. Hey, look, I just want to let you know that I fully disagree with what the cops are doing. Don't send me that shit in the message. Put that shit on your own page. I don't give a fuck about your guilt. I'm tired of this shit. And Jerm, you did a great... This is why I shouldn't have been on the show last week, because here we are. We just spent goddamn 20 minutes talking about this bullshit. 20 minutes talking about this bullshit. This is why I shouldn't have been on the show last week. Let's move the fuck on.
Nigga, sorry. I don't, bro.
Hey, man, look. The cops weren't the only motherfuckers dying this week.
Man, can we just go ahead and jump into it, man?
That's what I said. The cops weren't the only ones dying this week. Memphis Bleek is apparently dead.
Hey, look, Jay-Z must be dead. Jay-Z said, as long as I'm alive, he's a millionaire. So
I think Jay-Z said that when he was the one bringing in most money. I think his girl bringing in the money now, right? So she controlling the books?
Title worth about $1 billion.
Is it? But he's sharing it, right? Like, he's not the sole owner.
Well, I mean, look. If it's worth $1 billion, even if he got 30, 40%, that's $300-400 million right there just for title. Let's not forget. Just
title, yeah.
Yeah, man. But I don't understand. If Bleak was head of Duce, the little liquor and shit, like he doing that. You know, Duce selling a lot right now. Rappers talking about it. So, you know, damn.
Can we... Like, I understand the idea of rappers doing liquor because you party all the time, so it makes sense.
Yeah. But
can we do something that's not killing our community? Can we do something else?
I mean, Nas pushing Newports and all the other shit, man. So
fuck. Anyway.
Nas sell Hennessy now.
But why? Like, I get it, but... Like, this is the same thing with people talking about boycotting.
Because white people don't drink Hennessy. I only know one white person drink Hennessy.
I've never seen a white person drink Hennessy in my life.
Hey, my boy Brian Baker, that nigga drink Henny. He used to drink a pint of Henny every day. At least a pint.
But see, Brian Baker is a name. Like, you'd have to look at his middle name to try to figure out if he's black or white. Yeah. Like, if it was an application, you'd be like, I'm not sure. This could go either way.
Why? So
so why? What the fuck would why be?
B R Y A N.
Oh no, you're saying Brian with a Y. I thought you meant Y was his middle name.
Oh no.
Yeah, Brian with a Y. So yeah, he's a white boy. That's pretty much how that works. But why are they all doing alcohol?
Hey man, just they know their constituents, man. But yo, they said the man bring in about $6,000 a month after he pays bills. His bills is like about 5,000. They say he had, after he pays, but he got like $500 a month.
This is what he actually earns. This is what he's working
for. Yeah. So okay. You know, but you ain't look, my nigga, you still got $500. It's 30 days in a month. You know, so you can spend a little over $15 a day.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
That's not really reasonable. Who's living on $500?
All your bills are paid.
Allegedly, that's a weed habit. He goes through that $500 really quick.
My nigga, like I mean, you Memphis Bleak, you ain't got nobody like. Can't get a free weed from nowhere. Like, it's ridiculous, man.
Look at Memphis Bleak. Who's giving you free weed?
Somebody. Biggs. Biggs, you should be a candy pen. Like, yo.
God damn. So now he's bankrupt. He said, I have no money.
Damn.
Is it? So this isn't like a Donald Trump bankrupt where I still got a couple million stash. This is a bankrupt like somebody who just got out of bad divorce break.
He just got married though, so it ain't even...
Right, but I mean, it's a legit bankrupt. Like, yeah. I'm really broke.
And then they say he only get like publishing. He get like about six grand a year in publishing.
Whoa. So there's your problem. Write your shit.
Exactly.
there's your fucking problem. And so. When you text this shit out, you were kind of mad at Jay-Z.
I mean, kind of, because that's Bleak. Like, I mean, Jay, you got all this money. And maybe Bleak is just a prideful nigga, and he was just like, yo, I'm not going to ask Jay for shit. And you know what I'm saying? Maybe that's, pride. But now, Jay going to call him up like, yo, Bleak, why'd you tell me you was doing bad? You know what I'm saying? And you know I would have, so I'm sure Jay going to bail him out. Because like I said, I'm sure most of it was pride. You know, nigga was like, man, I'm not about to. His wife probably was like, yo, why don't you just call Jay? I mean, ain't no sense in this. You know what I'm saying? You heard what he said. As long as he's alive, you're a millionaire.
That's like, probably why she married him, right?
Yes.
So here's the thing. You were upset with him because, like, yo, Jay probably could keep putting him on. Like, Jay's got money.
Jay is putting him on with the Duce. That's what I'm saying. So it's probably like, I'm telling you, I'm not really mad at Hov because it could go both ways. But I really think it was more pride and Memphis ain't want to ask him for shit.
But why should you have to ask? Like, if somebody is giving you money, you need to figure out how to make that money make itself.
Yeah.
So you don't have to keep asking. Like, Bleak, we're talking about from what? The late 90s?
Bleak ain't dropped the album in like 10 years.
So, but Jay was still putting your money in your pocket then. Like, when Jay got on, he was paying you.
Look, you was on during the glory years of rap when the money was just flowing, when they was giving million for a video.
Right, so you've been on for the goddamn 25 years at some point of getting other money. Mm. You got to know how to make that shit work. You got to figure that shit out. He gave you a job. You got to.
You was on Jay-Z album in 96. So you was on Jay-Z album in 96.
Nigga, it's some people that weren't even born in and listen to the show right now, and you have blown through countless amounts of money at the same time. And that same time, Jay-Z has gone on to become one of the most prolific people in hip-hop history.
and you could have been right there with him.
Could have been right there. Oh yeah, like you ain't even have to do shit but cut an album. You could cut more albums. Like, why did you just get in the studio? You couldn't even get that shit right. So Jay said, fuck it. You don't have to do shit else. I got you. And here we are, goddamn 2016, and your ass is filing for bankruptcy. I don't get it, man. You know, especially after watching that show Moguls, which we're going to talk about later. I don't understand how some of you motherfuckers is falling off. And I don't understand how some of you motherfuckers are still relevant. I don't get it. We in the wrong business. We should have cut an album in the 90s.
Hey, man. Should have.
Or we should have got on this goddamn Pokemon craze. Did you download that shit?
I did.
Are you catching Pokemon?
I'm catching Pokemon. I'm stopping at Pokestops. So I'm building my Pokestops, like, you know, little shit on the map. You go, you can, like, you go to little, it's like mostly like landmarks, like churches be like gyms and little, you know, like a restaurant or something might be a little Pokestop. You go to the restaurant, you spin a little map around and you get like eggs, incense, might get some more Pokemon balls, you know, little shit like that. But yeah, I'm driving around town looking for Pokemon, man. This shit is nuts, man. Everybody's doing this shit, bro. Like, this shit is nuts.
Which is why,
like, I don't know what happened. Hey, it got our mind off all the bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Distraction.
It is a distraction.
So did you know? I know you team young nigga, right? So, did you know about Pokemon when the shit was hot?
I still don't know about Pokemon. So, I know who Pikachu is. That's it.
That's the yellow motherfucker, right?
That's the little, yeah, the one Pikachu. Yeah, I know. That's the only thing I remember.
Is that what he says?
Yes, that's what he said.
Hey, man, look, I can't even hate on grown-ass people. Do what you got to do, man. But this shit is so weird.
It's live because it uses, like, real-world maps. Like, so you on your street, you really on your street on the game, you walking around, you know what I'm saying, looking for, like, so you just, you see, then think about it. It's getting kids out. Like, if you playing this game, you got to move. You just can't sit in your house and play this game. You got to really walk. You know what I'm saying? So you really got to get out there. You know what I'm saying? So it's the shit, man.
So how intently do you have to look at your phone to find a Pokemon? Like, is this, like,
if you walking
around, falling off edges and shit?
They'll just pop up, man. You know what I'm saying? You walking around, you might see, like, some leaves rustling or something, or like a leaf falling, you know, and then they'll pop up. And then, you know, you just grab, you got to, like, throw the little ball. It's like, you know, you got to swipe on it and throw the ball at the, you know, get the aim down and hit them with the ball. And then it captures them.
So you actually have to have this app open to play the game. Like, this ain't something passive. You can close it and have it in your pocket and your phone vibrate or some shit and you can pull it out and find it.
Yeah, nah. You got to be actively playing. Like, when you own it, you own it. And when you're not on it, you know what I'm saying, you ain't doing shit. So, you know.
So, let me play Saul X for a minute. See, my brother, your phone battery is going to be so low that when you get pulled over by one of these motherfucking cops, you're not going to be able to record shit. Why? Because you're playing Pokemon. You done poked your way out of it, and now you're dead because you couldn't record shit.
Right about that, because goddamn, it drained the fuck out your battery, boy. I'm talking about, yeah, damn. Because then, like, they got this other view where it had your camera open. So, like, if a Pokemon, like, you walk in and you got your camera open, a Pokemon come up. Like, let's say, whatever you know, if you had your camera open, whatever you're seeing, the Pokemon actually be on the screen. And so you sitting there fighting the Pokemon while it's on the screen.
What the hell?
It's funny, man. Then you can go to the gym and people might have a Pokemon at a gym. You can try to challenge them, but their Pokemon might be beefed up and fuck around and fuck you up, man. You know, get your ass whooped.
So wait, you not only collect these motherfuckers, you battle with them.
Yeah, you go to the gym, you can battle. Like, you got to join the teams, three teams, the yellow team, red team, and the blue team. You know, I'm on the red team. I don't know what that means. I'm just on the girl at work say, yo, get on the red team. I say, cool. You know, I got a little Pokemon whisperer at work, man. This shit was crazy. this dude was like, yo, man, Pokemon saved my life. I said, what? He said, yo, no bullshit. He said, Pokemon saved my life. He said, my mom had just passed away and I was running streets wilding out. He said, then I got into Pokemon, man, and he said it kind of kept him in the house and got his mind, you know, back the way it needed to be. And he's like, Pokemon saved his life. You know what I'm saying? So this right here got him geeked. He just been walking around work the whole time, just playing Pokemon. Like, he'll leave on break, go somewhere, because like where I coach at Tom Brown Park, it's like it's about 6 gyms over there. So it's just, it's crazy over there, man. It's ridiculous, man.
Hey, people, don't be getting laid off because you fucking with Pokemon or running red lights and shit. Don't Pokemon and drive, man.
A girl found a dead body looking for Pokemon.
See what I'm saying, man? This is how the shit starts.
She was up on the bridge and, you know, looking for a Pokemon, and boom, there was a dead body. Called the police. Police questioned her, like, yo, what are you doing under this bridge? Like, it's a dead body. What are you doing under here? And then she was like, I was playing Pokemon. The police was like, what? And you know what I'm saying? So, yeah, so if you see somebody walking in your yard, don't shoot them. They might just be playing Pokemon.
Man, motherfucker standing their ground. There's going to be people drop. Like, how come? Like, I saw the hoax post and people talking about people getting robbed. But how far are we from that happening? How far away from that are we from seeing that happen?
They're saying people are actually doing this, because what you can do is you can drop a lot of incense at like a little spot. And when there's a lot of incense at a spot, that attracts more Pokemon. This is what the Whisperer told me. And he said, so people will go to that spot because they know it'd be a lot of Pokemon there. And then they'd be waiting there to rob people, taking their phones, taking their money, shit like that. Yeah.
I'm so tired of society, bro. I'm ready to move.
Hey, man, look, technology has made us smarter and more violent and dumber.
Completely. And more impatient. Like, I'm so tired of people, man. Speaking of people I'm tired of, I didn't see the entire VH1 Hip Hop Honors. Yeah, I failed you.
And no, you ain't failed me, because I ain't watched the whole damn thing. Because that shit, I turned from that shit. I tried to support. You know, they were talking about the females, you know what I'm saying, in hip hop. And, you know, I tried to support. But that show was horribly ran. Like, I mean, like the people doing the songs, I didn't know the songs. Shout out to Rich Homie Quan, who just butchered the Get Money verse. He said, you want to sip Mo on my living room floor? Play Nintendo with Season Alamo. I was like, what the fuck?
And then at that point, he stopped rapping.
Then he just stopped. He was just like, he told me something. I got nervous. It was, whatever his publicist released, because I know Rich Homie Quan didn't write that, because I'm sure he can't write 3 sentences. You know what I'm saying? But if you, you know, with spelling, you know, the publicist released a statement saying that he just got nervous from the moment. He didn't mean to disrespect Biggie, and he apologized to Lil' Kim and all this shit. And on Instagram, I'm just like, nigga, stop, man. You just... Then, like, man, shade was thrown at Beyonce. Puffy threw shade. He called Lil' Kim the real Queen Bee. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
So, my question from the jump is, why was Rich Homie Quan selected to do Biggie's verse?
You couldn't find nobody else from New York.
Well, you had Fat Joe was there, right?
I mean, Fat Joe was there. Fat Joe would have loved to do that.
Like, I'm surprised that Rich Homie Quan didn't get fucking murked if Fat Joe was there, because that's his nigga.
Man, I mean, that shit was horrible. And they were saluting Lil' Kim, Salt and Pepper, Queen Latifah.
Right, it was the women's episode.
Yeah. But they did them a disservice, man.
Well, then you have Queen Latifah come out. Look, say what you want to say about Queen Latifah, but she hasn't been hip-hop since at least 2000.
But she still, but she was legendary. Like, you know, she did what she did. Like, come on, you can't discount what Latifah did. She used to rap with the niggas and used to hold her own, man. Like,
she did. And she also abandoned hip-hop, and she abandoned the hip-hop community.
She didn't abandon hip-hop? Like,
the motherfucker sings now. She was singing when she was on stage. She was scatting and shit. And the hip-hop honors.
Hip-hop was about to abandon her. Like, she did what she had to do. She was like, hey... She got that one Set It Off check. She was like, you know what, man? You and ITY was a hit and all, but the Set It Off money.
Like, even Fonte sings, but he'll still come up and do a rap song here and there. Queen Latifah is damn near a lounge singer.
She like, hey, I mean.
She don't even do no appearances on nobody's shit. Like, she turned her back on hip hop.
Damn, but she kept it hip hop. She even elevated it, man. Come on, man.
In 2000, yeah. And then she left. She dipped on that shit. And she starts scatting and singing with, hey, man, Michael Bublé and all kinds of shit. I'm just saying. Like, even when you got a platform, you got a show. That show was so whitewashed. But, hey, I don't know everything. Like I said, if you want to listen to facts, listen to one of these other podcasts.
Kings of Slander.
Kings of Slander, man.
Queen Latifah can get it. God damn, it's all right.
Hey, Queen Latifah, when she was rapping, was the shit. Living Single was dope as fuck. Living Single was hip hop. I think that might have been the last hip hop shit she did.
Come on, man. She did Love and Basketball. Oh no, that show with Common. She was hip hop in that.
She wasn't even playing hip hop on that part. She was playing a bitch. She was an evil motherfucker on that part. She didn't even like Common.
Oh, I thought they got together.
No, they may have it then. Who knows? Don't get me quote shit. Don't get me quote shit.
I'm about to say they was a couple.
That wasn't a hip hop movie. You talking about Just Right?
Yeah.
That wasn't no hip hop ass movie.
Yeah, Common, Latifah, like, what happened? Come on.
Okay, look, Common. Common already on the ropes.
Damn, Common about to catch it.
Hey, man, you got to extend the hand of love to Common, man. I'm just saying.
Oh, shit.
I'm just saying. Common's definitely hip-hop. Like, he ain't forgot hip-hop. He might have forgot about some of his blackness. He ain't forgot about hip-hop. Queen Latifah turned her back on hip-hop, in my opinion.
Damn.
But she's on the award show, so that's what it is, you know, I guess I'm looking for the people that we're talking about. The Salt and Peppers, the Queen Latifahs, the Lil' Kims, the Brat. Who else was up there?
Because
that's all I saw when I tuned in.
Yeah, you covered it all. I don't see MC Lyte though. I ain't see she wasn't there, was she?
And she might not have been, but MC Lyte is always involved in doing some shit. Was Moni involved?
I mean, come on, she's a one-hit wonder.
Hey. I'm just asking. I'm asking for, you know, if we still giving Lauryn Hill credit. I'm just asking.
I mean,
only got more rap songs.
I blame niggas like you, sorry, right? Y'all put it, niggas and Chuchi and Hawk wearing niggas. Y'all.
What did I do?
Y'all anointed at the greatest album for hip hop and all this shit.
It's definitely a top five album, but I'm just saying, if we still giving her a pass for hip hop. Why would Moni evolve? I saw Yo-Yo was there.
Oh, yeah. I used to love Yo-Yo.
And Yo-Yo was bad as hell. But if this is what we're doing, why haven't they helped usher in the next generation of female rappers?
Yo, no, listen. I'm going to say this in the kindest way possible.
Oh, shit. Kings of Slander.
I'm only speaking for King Germ here, all right? I'm not even King Germ. I'm speaking for the masses. People don't want to hear females rapping. I'm too young.
Don't say
that. They don't want to hear that shit. They don't want to hear it, man. The girls don't want, like, girls don't even support girl hip hop. Like, that's for y'all. You know what I'm saying? Y'all, so what? How can you expect for me to support it if the girls ain't even support?
Don't say that, man. Rhapsody's dope.
Rhapsody is dope. I like Rhapsody.
Nitty Scott MC is dope.
I mean, I tried to get into Nitty. You know what I'm saying? She was a little too lyrical and all that. I don't, you know what I'm saying? Like, female rappers got to walk that line. It can't be too sexy. They can't rap too raunchy. They can't be too lyrical. Because then, you know, but then they got to be cute. And it's like, it's so much, and it's hard to be a female. See, it's like, it's bad that the market is like that and they made it that way. Patriarchy lives in women and female hip hop. And they only like you to say that. But I mean, damn, it's like,
that's the truth.
You got to be a certain kind of artist for a female to get on. You know what I'm saying? Then it's like, it's ridiculous. Like, I bet Nicki Minaj really did. She was like, man, I watered my style down to make money. You know what I'm saying? Nicki used to rap.
Nicki used to spit. Like, that motherfucker was it? Beat Me Up, Scotty? Whatever the fuck that first mixtape was?
Beat Me Up, Scotty mixtape. Nicki used to rap.
Yeah. And then she got on.
Yeah.
And we was like, what the fuck happened?
Starships and butterflies.
What the fuck happened? The shit went pop. And you're doing collabos with Taylor Swift and all kinds of weird shit. We was like, what happened? But yeah, you're right. Because if all that shit didn't matter, Bahamadia would be fucking queen of this shit.
So sorry, right? You telling me somebody offers 50 grand a piece to do the Frocast.
What you mean?
But we had to sell out. You wouldn't do it?
Oh, right now? We've been doing this shit for 8-10 years?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm selling everything, nigga.
But look, you wouldn't sell out and be like, look, they'd be like, look, I don't want to hear no more of this Black Power shit on the show.
Yeah, okay, yeah, I can't sell out my people. I can't sell out my people, but I will sell out everything else. I will say, fuck hip hop. We will become a rock and roll podcast. I don't give a shit. I can't sell out my people, man. I got to be able to sleep at night. So we can't do that shit, man. But if all that shit didn't matter, Bahamadia would be the Don. Because Bahamadia had bars. Remy Ma would be dope. Y'all would be fucking with her. I think she's dope, but they ain't putting her on because look at Remy Ma. They don't like her.
Look, Remy then went and bought some titties and went and got surgery.
Hey,
got
Hey, when she came into, I guess it was Hot 97 when they were doing the show The Breakfast Club. Mm-hmm. She came in there and Fat Joe saw her for the first time, I guess in a while. He was like, "You look amazing." You look, like, he fuck all that sister shit went out the window. He was like, "Oh my God, you look fantastic." I was like, "Yeah, Joe about to stick his dick in his sister. Mm-hmm. It's about to go down."
Him like poos.
Who else? Remy Ma, who else am I thinking of? Rod Digger. Rod Digger would be hot. But y'all don't fuck with Rod Digger like that. She don't look the part.
Mm-mm. Her voice was a little too. She rap like DMX. I close my eyes, I hear DMX rapping.
So, you know what? That made me think of this shit. You just said that. I sent you a picture of a chick with no hair. She was bald. On Instagram. Posted it up. You said this is a joke.
Yeah.
You really don't fuck. Like, that's like your kryptonite. A bald woman is kryptonite.
Like,
for you.
Why is Sorry sending me this picture, man? I was just like, Sorry, what in the world? Like, what? Like, I was like, Sorry. I was like, this must have been one of the fake them copy jobs where you're like, damn, this ain't the right one. You know what I'm saying?
Say something nice about that picture right now. Something nice. Say something nice. There's got to be something nice you can say about that picture.
Let me see if I still got it in the cash.
This shit is crazy. I've never seen such a visceral reaction to a picture. And we do these shits all the time. That nigga's like, this is a joke, right? Like, why the fuck you? Like, he sounded like he was mad. He honked out a little bit on the picture. He's like, why did you send me that?
Let me see if I see. Oh, yeah, there you go, right here. Let me see.
And I'm bringing this up because we just had the conversation about what it takes for a female rapper to be on.
Let me see. Something nice about this video.
So, if she was a female rapper coming out, would you listen to it?
No. She looked like Fredro Starr.
Come on, man. It's the complete opposite of Fredro Starr.
No, she do look like Fredro. She like she'd be in Onyx. Like, she'd be like this.
That's so like much
she slander. She be in female Onyx.
That's so much slander, bro. That's her call for.
Yeah, man. But yeah, she got some nice eyebrows.
All right. You gave me one. I'm impressed. This is the new germ. This is the new improved germ. Because any other time, he would have slandered the fuck out of me.
I'm just saying. You said me say something nice.
So I know. That's more than I could ever hope for.
But next time you look at her, she look like Fredro Starr.
No, now she might have a Fredro Starr dome. Like, they head might be shaped the same.
I'm telling you, man, she look like Fredro.
We're not going to slander this beautiful Nubian queen. What the fuck is this? Now, look, we're going right through the outline. What the fuck is this on here about Troy Ave? I don't know shit about Troy Ave.
Troy Ave. Okay, remember he went to jail.
Of course.
Okay, so now he's out. Troy Ave is out, man. So
but is he free? Like, is he out waiting trial, or is he done?
He's got to be awaiting trial, man. He just got a bond, I believe.
Then he's going to jail.
Let me make sure. I don't want to tell no lies on my boy Troy Avenue.
Then he's going to jail. If he's out now, and they didn't say he's been exonerated, he's going to jail. They're going to say that he shot those people, including himself. He's going to jail. And this is in New York, right?
Yeah, listen, that nigga on Twitter and everything, man.
He's going to jail.
Oh, yeah, he just out on bond, man.
Yep, there you go. He's going to jail. Troy Ave, enjoy your time, bro, because you about to do 4. He's going to do at least 4. You can't go. Look, if you're going to New York, don't have anything that looks like a gun. Don't make your fingers into a gun. Don't take no goddamn water pistol. Don't nothing. Don't carry anything that looks like an L. Just don't do it. You're going to jail. Troy Ave is doing time. That's your boy, so help him out. What have you been watching lately on TV since we ain't got shit to watch?
Damn, oh, hold on. Just before we're going to... Troy Ave, he's on house arrest. Got to wear ankle bracelet. Bar from leaving New York. Can't even go visit his kids in Jersey. He's prohibited from bars, arenas, concert venues.
He might as well. He should have just stayed in.
Yeah.
At least you get time served, right? When you stay in jail, you get time served.
Yeah, you do get time, but you know, he's saying that he got an attempted murder and weapons possession charge.
Oh, yeah.
They saying they got a case that's going to exonerate him and indicate his actions were justified. You know what I'm saying?
No, they don't. Not if you under house arrest and can't go nowhere. He can't go nowhere. Like, this house arrest, he can't go. Like, this is how you make your money. So basically, you can't do shit. You can't go to clubs. You can't leave the state. You can't do what else? Go to the gas station. Can you go to the gas station?
They can go to the gas station.
And go to the bathroom. That's about it.
Yeah.
That's it. He's going to jail. Bye, Troy Ave. It was fun, bro.
He can't do no shows and that. That's fucked up.
So you can't make no money. You can't see your kids. And you can't leave. What the fuck? I would have just stayed in. When is the trial date set?
Nah, who knows, man.
I've just stayed in, bro. Get that time served so when they hit you with that 4 years, you've already done one. Like, there's no point. There's no point. And why does the court system always take away people's kids? Immediately, like for the men, they immediately take away your ability to see your kids. Like, if you owe child support, you can't go nowhere. You can't get a job. They take your driver's license. Like, all this other shit, which means that they're going to take away your kids.
No, man.
I need one of the people to weigh in. Somebody from Fro Nation, weigh in. If you on papers, let us know how that shit works.
Be easy on papers.
Well, we know how Be Easy goes. We've gone several months at a time without Be Easy because he's been locked up for not paying child support.
Yeah, Be Easy. And then y'all people that answered the question, when Be Easy disappeared, it's because he got locked up.
For not paying child support.
Pay his child support every month and still get locked up. Like, for he get locked up for some, like, errors and shit. I'd be like, God damn. One time, BZ got pulled over by the police. Police said they smell weed in the car. BZ don't even smoke weed.
Wow.
They end up taking him to jail. He went to jail. He spent like a couple days in jail for a mistake. And I was just like, what kind of bullshit is that? Like, yo, shit always happened to BZ, man. He got the weirdest look, man.
And he wears khakis. So you respectability politics, motherfuckers. He wears khakis all the time and polo shirts. And nappy Afro shirts, it gets locked up.
Yeah.
Dress how you want to. GQ Blue, we ain't told y'all about GQ Blue. He's been arrested at least 7 times this year. He wears suits every day.
Every day. He got arrested in a suit.
Look, man, the shit don't matter. You can wear what you want to. Germ has no shoes that cover his toes. He's never seen the inside of a jail cell. I don't understand how this shit works. It's just how it goes. Shit. God damn it, I'm on one today. Sorry. Yeah. I missed y'all, man.
Right back, man.
Man, my bad, man. Let's get into the TV talk. Maybe I'll calm down. Even though it ain't shit on TV.
Queen Germ said hello, sorry.
Hey, what's up, Queen?
Hey.
We got you on the show. What are you watching on TV?
I don't really watch TV. I apologize. CNN has been taking my life these last couple of weeks.
You watch TV. You watch Home Shopping Network, QVC.
You say that's not TV.
That's not, but that's the TV zone.
Yeah. I like those shows. I like the shopping from home.
That still comes on? Like, QVC is still an actual network and still sells shit on TV?
Hey, look, sorry, man. You better...
Half my Christmas list is QVC.
Sorry, I'm telling you. Then they got this thing called Easy Pay now where you can get shit, man, on payments. What? Sorry is the shit, boy.
Wait. So they got WIC for goddamn QVC?
Yes, sir. Look.
Wow, I'm hustling.
Nigga, get iPads, all kind of computers. Like, man, I'm telling you, it's all right. You better. Hey, they got some great deals, man.
What kind of payment plan are we talking about for an iPad Pro?
Like, probably about 6 payments of like $50. Well, you said iPad Pro?
Yeah.
How much them shits cost? Like, they had like a little bundle
pack. It's like $800.
It'd be like 6 payments, whatever. Mm-hmm.
Probably $150.
Yeah, 6 payments, about $150. Some shit like.
Shit, I'm about to get on. I'm about to get on now. They credit check?
No.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not paying for none of that shit. How they know it's me?
I mean, you got credit. They're going to get you out to make initial payment. Your debit card and shit.
Jerm, give me your debit card real quick.
You ain't going to get shit. I give you the number.
Somebody give me the PIN number, damn it. I need an iPad Pro. I didn't know that shit was still on. I'm amazed. Yeah. I thought all those skits, like with people falling through the ladders and cutting themselves, was just jokes.
Nah, man, this shit really happens, man.
Hell no, I'm gonna start watching now. That is not what I watch at QVC. I'm watching that shit. Thank you, Queen Jerm. I appreciate that.
No, bro.
I got something to watch until football comes back on.
Yeah, because Uncle Buck got canceled.
Okay, now look. All right. Hold on, man. I seen 2 episodes when it first came on, man.
You watched the first episode, son? Hey, this show is doomed.
Come on, man. They showed all 8 episodes in 4 weeks. They knew that shit was canceled.
Yeah, it's all right. You got it canceled the first week.
Come on, man. They showed 2 episodes the first week. It's not my fault. You can't have a whole show come through and you're done with 4 weeks. It's not my fault.
Damn, sorry. And then it was so funny on Facebook, other people blame you. I was like, yes, they know. Like, they know. Like, other people know.
See, I'm a victim of oversharing. So I tell people shit, and then they just run with it, man. And I have the trolliest Facebook in the world.
Yes.
I've never seen so many trolls. Like, I could be like, yo, man, it's just a good day today. Ah, nigga, what makes the day so good for you? Like, damn, why can't it just be a good day?
Amen. Something about you, all right. You attract, you know, people. You're a very confrontational guy, man.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
Damn, man, I'm trying to be, you know, I'm burning since I don't wear shoes. Like, ain't that enough?
Nah, man.
Damn, man.
You got to get them official chew sticks.
I'm not chewing on the trees, bro. You got to draw the line somewhere. I'm not chewing on trees. The
black man said that's better for your teeth than what that white man get you in that tube. It's poisoning you.
It may be, but motherfucker, until I can go into the convenience store and buy a pack of goddamn sticks.
You can get them online, man, by the bundle, man.
That's not in my goddamn Walgreens.
Nigga, they'll send you a bundle for like $15. You get like a whole tree trunk full of tree sticks.
If popcorn bothers me, what the fuck is a splinter gonna do? Popcorn husk will fuck you up for like a week.
Man, that's why I hate that. That's one of my pet peeves, eating popcorn. Say that three times fast.
You eat popcorn on Monday, you gonna be pissed off Saturday. Cause that's it's still I'm gonna be
that,
there.
Yeah. Oh god, and then it's just like I gotta get the floss out and do all that. That's why I bought a little picker, nigga, but I be cutting my damn gum.
Absolutely. Like it's the worst food you can eat. So why would I want a treat that's gonna give me splinters? I'm not doing it, bro. I'm not doing it. We do have some shows coming back. Like, I haven't really been watching shit. I just started watching that Music Mogul show. Have you watched that at all?
No.
So it's on BET, and it's basically Snoop Dogg, Jermaine Dupri, Baby, and Dame Dash. And it's talking about how they're running around and trying to build their empires, whatever the fuck it is. And they each have their own lane. So Dame Dash is about to move from... He apparently set up a whole new network of some shit in New Jersey. And he's about to move back to L.A. so he can be around his daughters and shit. I think it's interesting, number one, that Dame Dash has a white girlfriend.
Oh.
Or she's not black, so figure that one out. But why is Dame Dash such a boss if he's living in North Carolina?
And what's wrong living in North Carolina, man? North Carolina's beautiful.
You went from New York, high scene, to hiding out in North Carolina on public access TV.
What part of North Carolina in, do you know?
Nah, I don't know. They didn't say it because he's leaving, so they didn't mention it. But like, you're such a boss and you broke now. Like, ain't that the story? Didn't he file for bankruptcy like a month ago?
He probably a couple times.
So you got that situation going on. You got Jermaine Dupri, who's apparently looking to sign this new white boy, which I think is what the whole point of the show is. Jermaine Dupri is gonna break this white boy out. That's his new thing, his project. So it's all about him and Bow Wow and bringing up this white boy who is supposed to be some kind of fusion of hip hop and pop. So I don't know how that's supposed to work. Snoop Dogg is like the godfather or some shit. He's got a new artist that he's working with, but he's also starting off his marijuana line. Like, he's got his own dispensaries called Mary Jane, but it's Mary, M-E-R-R-Y Jane. He's doing that. And then who else? Baby. Baby is talking about putting out another album. And he's got this dude called Jaquez. Have you heard of Jaquez? I'm sure that Be Easy is cringing right now.
Yes, I've heard of Jaquez.
Have you heard of Jaquez's music?
Yes.
What do you think of his music?
I mean, it's that new R&B bullshit. I don't like it.
Am I the only one that's creeped out by the fact that he got another Lil Wayne?
I mean...
he look like Lil Wayne. Like, this is your third Lil Wayne. Mm-hmm. It's a little pedophilish, right?
Man, a lot of niggas look like Wayne in Baby Defense, man.
I don't, but you don't sign them all. You know what I'm saying? Like, seeing someone in the mall is something different than you signing them all. I don't know. It's a little weird. But the show is interesting. What made me think about the show is that Baby's got an alcohol brand that he's bringing out. Snoop Dogg has got his weed line that he's bringing out. I don't know what the fuck Dame Dash is doing. Jermaine Dupri is kind of staying in his lane and staying with music. We talked about earlier about black people and spending and where our money goes and all this other kind of shit. We talked about Memphis Bleek being broke. How the fuck are these guys still relevant and they haven't quite figured out how to master shit? Like, between the four of y'all, why aren't there other businesses that are helping our community?
I mean, Snoop got his football thing, his football league. He on Friday Night Tykes, so Snoop good. He got the GGN, Snoop got the G Pro Pen. Snoop making money, man. Snoop good. You know what I'm saying? So
Snoop got the mogul part down. He got the money part down.
Yeah, Snoop is just a name brand. Like Snoop said, yo, I'm gonna run with this weed shit. It's legal. Snoop making money.
So you know,
that's what a lot of rappers get into, like Corrupt. He into that weed, and he a legal drug dealer. Dad sell drug weed. Like all them niggas, man, they doing good, man.
And I'm not mad at you for getting in on that hustle now that it's legal. Like I fucks with that. But are y'all like, since we're talking about, you know, we putting on the Black Panther fist, what are they doing for the community itself as far as that legal shit goes? Like, are they helping people who are in jail? Are they helping people fight off these punk ass cases? Are they helping any of that shit? Because you know the story just went up last week about a fucking forensics expert who was doing the DNA testing and shit. She sent like 4,000 men to jail with corrupted data.
Well, Snoop just sat down with the police and him and the gang. They sat down with the police just like a couple weeks ago to talk about, you know, issues and shit. So Snoop doing his part. I can only vouch for Snoop.
Okay.
Birdman, you know, I'm pretty sure Birdman paid a lot of niggas' books and shit.
Hey, man, first of all, we will never slander Birdman on this show.
Birdman, I know he do a lot in the community and everything. So Birdman's another nigga do a lot in the community. So, you know, I'm sure all these niggas do work in the community. I mean, you know, that's why some of them probably ain't on, because they help niggas. Like, when you throw these little cookouts for the neighborhood, these annual cookouts costing you $20,000, $30,000, like, that shit, add up, you know.
Hey,
man. Jermaine Dupri, he filed for bankruptcy. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
and I really don't get that one. Jermaine Dupri been making money since the early 90s. Like, you've been on for a minute as a writer and producer.
Yeah. Like, how do you fuck that up? Like, what was you doing? Like,
shit, money Usher, is the thing. Usher's money Confessions is diamond, right?
Exactly. Usher owning part of the Cavaliers and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Like, how you fuck that up? How do you put Usher shit out? Crisscross, Mariah Carey. Who else am I thinking of? Escape.
Bow Wow.
Jagged Edge.
Shit, Bow Wow went about diamond, didn't he?
Like, there's a lot of fucking records that you get the top percent of. How did you file for bankruptcy? And you had Janet Jackson.
Mm.
I don't understand this shit.
Maybe Janet took all his money.
Didn't Janet get her a white dude now?
Yeah.
Damn. Thanks, Jermaine. You fucked it up for everybody. Like, we all had a shot because you got in. Way to go, Jermaine. But that's the only show that I'm watching other than maybe First Take when Bomani's on. He killed it today.
Props shout to out Bo. To Bo.
He killed that shit. Like, they were sincerely entertained. Like, maybe we picked the wrong dude. Maybe Max Kellerman isn't the guy. Maybe it should be Bo and Max Kellerman. But what else are you watching? Because that's really all I'm watching.
Oh, man. I've been watching Ray Donovan, of course.
What is that about?
Ray Donovan is like the LA version of Olivia Pope, but instead of dealing with politicians, he deal with hood niggas and athletes and scum of the earth and politicians. He's a fixer for them. Cleanup man fix or whatever you want to call it. And, you know, he got his own family, got his issues, so it's a real good show. The Night Of, I watched that. Damn good show. Come on Sundays, HBO. Story was, this dude, you know, he was supposed to go out partying. You know, he got detoured from the party, and next thing you know, he woke up in a murder scene. You know what I'm saying? So he getting arrested for the murder, but he don't know what happened because he was drugged. So, you know,
damn.
So the shit is pretty good. So wait for that. And this Sunday, you got Powell coming back, Ballers coming back. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, did you ever watch Ballers?
Yeah, I finally watched Ballers. I got to catch up on that shit. It's a great show, man.
Yeah.
It's a great show. I like it. I like it a lot. I can't wait to see how the second season starts up. I think the first season had some kind of fuckboy shit in it, but I want to see how the second season starts.
You know that Denzel's son, right? You know that, right?
The one that's making all the noise, the little receiver?
Yeah.
Man, at least he got to play football, right? Like, you get to play it, but you playing it, but you get to play it.
Yeah, he played it in college, you know what I'm saying? Didn't he get drafted by the Rams or something?
Yeah, he got drafted by the Rams, got cut by the Rams.
Yeah.
I don't even think he made it like to suit up. I think he was on the practice squad.
Oh damn.
Yeah. That shit happens, man.
He played college with my brother-in-law, man.
I thought he went to Morehouse.
That's where my brother-in-law went.
Oh shit. I know the shit. Yeah, I got to see him play at Morehouse too.
And then, you know, and they said when he was in college, You know, the man, Denzel, the man ain't had no car or nothing. So, you know what I'm saying? The only time daddy really picked him up is when it was time for him to come home for the holidays or something. He sent a driver to come pick him up. He's, but other than that, he lived a life of a real college kid, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Why do they do that? Why can't you pump your kids?
Like, I mean, even
why?
Though, it's all right, because, man, that's teacher's entitlement and all that. Even though sometimes I can do for my kids, I tell them no. Because I want them to be getting used to rejection and know how to take, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't have everything in life. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? You got some things you got to work for. You know, everything. I don't want everything given to my kids. So sometimes I tell them no. So they know when they come with me, it's real world. You want something. Like, I get them to understand wants and needs. Like, you want a candy bar. You don't need a candy bar. So if you want a candy bar, you got money, you buy it. Oh, you ain't got no money? Oh, you can't get it. You know what I'm saying? That's the real world. You know what I'm saying? They need to understand that. And so, you know, and that's how I do mine. And if I had it like that, I'd still be like that. Even if, like you know, your daddy got 20 mil. Like, you can't, your daddy, I need $100 of joints. You like, this is 100. You know what I mean? Like, nah, nigga.
See, I don't have kids, first of all. So my opinion is completely invalid, right? That's how this shit works.
It's not invalid. It's not invalid.
But this is how they, meaning other motherfuckers, built up their wealth through their families and generations, is you make a way and you provide the handout to your people. So if I'm Snoop, the idea that my daughter has to go through hoops to get a music career is bullshit. I have a name. I've established my name. She should be able to use that to get where she needs to go. That's the point. That's how this shit works.
Well, what if she's not really talented?
Then she'll get shown the door. You'll get fucking the fuck out of here, but you get to start and use my name to get in. That's the purpose. Is these cats are going to college. Some of these white kids are going to college as recreation, because when they get done fucking around in school, they still have a job at their parents' company, and they're still going to be the manager, and they're still going to run the fucking company. They're next in line. So why does it have to be different for us? Like, I feel like we need to kick that door down most importantly for everybody else. If Nappy Afro blows up and Germ, you get to run the front office of fucking hiring and some shit, you should absolutely hire your son.
I mean, I'm telling, it'd be easy to groom his daughter to learn. I think he's showing her how to do posts and shit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know.
He should. He's got enough to run the entire site now, right? He's got like 12 kids.
Yeah, at least 12.
So they should be doing all the writing and stuff for the site, because we ain't doing it. We ain't reviewing shit. I saw his new son on Snapchat. He should be doing reviews right now.
Up to, man, then he was on Snapchat. He was holding the camera his damn self. I'm like, damn. Shout out to Lil Zab. Lil Zab.
Zab, what's his name?
Zab Judah.
Wait. Oh, okay. I was about to say, can we say his name? We shouldn't put that out there like that.
Beezy probably like, I don't care.
Right. He'll say it on the next Watching Movies and Shit podcast.
Yeah.
He'll say his Zab. Name.
I just call him Zab, man.
Damn, man. He gave birth to like a grown ass baby. Like, that motherfucker.
The baby's like almost bigger than him. Like, I was like, damn. Like, your baby, like, he, shit.
You got a little goatee and shit.
Yeah, the man was standing up, walking and shit. I'm like, damn, nigga, oh, man. Nigga was holding the phone, Snapchatting, bro. And I'm like, damn. Filtering all, nigga. I'm like, damn.
That little motherfucker got chest hair and shit. I was like, what the fuck? Why is his diaper sagging? This little nigga grown? He grown and shit. Slap the shit out of B-Eazy. Mm-hmm. Damn, man. He had Hennessy in his bottle. Anyway, man. I'm definitely watching Power. Ballers is dope. I really thought Power, for whatever reason, even though I watched the first season, I really thought Power was on HBO or some shit. I didn't realize it was on Stars until I went looking to set my DVR. And it said, you don't have this fucking channel. So now I gotta watch this shit like Jern. Mm. I gotta watch Power. What else is coming back? Is that it?
Well, you know, holler at your boy when we get off, man. I can eat fast.
Alright, man. So you gotta keep it 100 for the people this week.
Oh, man. Keep it 100, man. Everybody out here talking about boycotting and shit, man. But boycotting is a new thing. They want you to boycott Target. They want you to boycott Walmart. They want you to boycott all these big businesses. But will you boycott Michael Jordan and stop buying them Jordans? Boycott Nike, nigga. Hit a nigga that really where it really hurt it. Stop buying them. Don't show up for a Jordan release day. That's what y'all don't do. Boycott that. You know what I'm saying? But y'all not going to do it. I know I hit a lot of sneakerheads in the heart right there. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, Try boycott Nike. Let's see how that works. Under Armour, Reebok, Adidas, all of them. Boycott these name brands. Go buy some Starberries, some Shaqs, some Benjamin Bannekers or whatever. Sorry, Skinny Man.
It was a watch, bro. It was a watch.
Oh, that was a watch. What was the shoes? The little African shoes that was woven out of
there wasn't me. That was your other
bottom's hair.
That was your other Night Chopper smoking friend. That wasn't me.
You did say you was gonna buy some $300 African shoes for your wife.
No, she got them designed, so the shoes weren't made of anything African. Like they some kids or some shit, but the the artist painted some African shit on them.
Oh, okay, my bad.
Yeah. So the whole I'm glad you mentioned the boycott thing. Like, you know, boycott Jordan if you want to. I'll give a shit. The idea of boycotting exclusively white shit doesn't really make sense to me. Like, I get the spirit, but there's a lot of companies that are owned by white people or other people that help black folks out. I would say Nike is one of them motherfuckers.
Oh, yeah.
Coca-Cola is one of them motherfuckers. Target, McDonald's. Like, some of these companies actually give back in scholarships and education to black people. So when you talk about boycotting these companies like they care about your money, it's confusing to me. Like, you can go out of your way and do what you need to do to buy black shit. I buy black toilet paper. I buy black washing detergent. I have black art in my house. I buy shirts from different black startup companies. I do that shit, right? But that doesn't mean that I'm hurting motherfuckers in the pocket because I'm not buying the shirt from the white person or I'm not buying Tide. It's just something I choose to do with my little bit of money. I feel like the idea that I'm not going to buy anything. I'm not buying any gas today. You're eventually going to need to fucking buy gas. It's going to happen. The idea of opening a black bank account is good. It's a great idea. But at the end of the day, don't act like you're doing it because you're hurting the white banks. Just do it because you're helping the black one. It doesn't have to be exclusive. And at the end of the day, they all are tied into the Federal Reserve, which is run by who? White people.
The white man.
So get there how you get there. It's still going to be the same situation. If you want to proudly support some black shit and feel like you're doing something, there's nothing wrong with that. But I can't get behind the idea of boycotting. I'm not going to buy any gas today because what the fuck are you doing? You're going to have to buy that shit. So if you think that the government and white people in general are worried about your dollars, they're not. They'll figure out another way to get your money from you. Trust me. Court system's been doing that for a long time. So you can give it away willingly or they can take it. But supporting black shit should be something that you do because you feel like it, not because somebody made a fucking group on Facebook and said that you should do it. So that's my little piggyback on your keep in mind. Speaking, I guess that kind of backs into your winners and losers this week.
Yeah, man. My winner this week are all the black banks out there. Hold on. Got a live call from BD Easy.
Uh-oh.
Yo.
What's up, man? You all right?
Yeah, man, I'm straight, man. What's good, bro?
You know, you're working, man, but I don't, you know, I can't call you because I know you got my time
on your hands. Ah, man, you know, my phone always on, nigga. I told the white man at the job, I said, Cracker, I said, if my phone ring, I don't give a damn who it is, I'm going to answer that motherfucker. I said, I don't care. I said, it could be the Pope, Obama, anybody, I'm going to answer it, bro. Yeah, man, I'm still playing Pokemon, man. Till football season, then I'm going to uninstall that. What?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What'd you say?
I'm going to drop my phone. I said, I think I'm going to stop playing.
Of course, man. You always, look, that's the typical be easy job. You start something, then you run off on it, man. It's like, that's what you do.
One thing I do is continue to take care of my kids, but other than that, listen.
I mean,
and then quit that being
from. Yeah, yeah.
No, but look though, okay, first of all, I feel like niggas get robbed. I thought that was like a thing that the media made just to say some shit.
Mm.
But if you leave my neighborhood, go up and take a right up under the water tower. That's the pokey shot, right?
Uh-huh.
If I would walk up there at 9 o'clock, ain't nothing else up there but the water tower and right across the hood. I can see niggas getting robbed right there. I can see niggas posting up right there to get robbed.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, it's true. It's two of them around me like that. I'm pretty sure when the other day comes, they're going to take them off because it should be right there.
I mean, but easy, you live in the hood. That's what's going on. I mean, I don't, like, why do you get niggas get robbed in your neighborhood?
No, I don't give a fuck.
Oh, okay.
I got, on my kids, I got questioned this morning about a missing person this morning.
Mm, damn.
Now, you go, they got on my door around like 10, and the police, I was like, oh, shit, you know, like, you know, you're your head. You're like, okay, speed ticket paid off, child support, okay, yeah, yeah, what you want? And they was like, hey, do you know a girl downstairs? I said, tell me the Latino girl, that, yeah. I was like, I ain't seen nothing, why? In my mind, that's the answer I would have gave you anyway.
And you say,
I came up with her yesterday, you know, was that?
Your ass was sounding like Nazir, nigga. I was like, this nigga, you're talking about a Latino girl. How did you know she was Latino?
Yeah, they was like, Latin girl? I said, no, because they didn't like that. You mean Latino girl? Mm. It was like, yeah. I was like, I see her in a while. It was like, for real? And like, when someone said that, they're like, what? I'd be saying, like, are you saying I'm lying?
Or, no, nigga. You just became a person of interest. They looked in your apartment and they ain't see no furniture. They was like, yo, this nigga's a serial killer. This...
I have furniture now.
Oh, okay, my bad. Damn.
I have a sofa, whatever table, go beside a sofa, and I have a dining room table. Now, I still got a lot of room in my apartment that has nothing in it, but those ain't.
Ain't got a blow up sofa. This nigga here.
So I'm saying, I know I'm in the hood. I don't care. Look, this is why I do. When I go to work, I drive up to the Ward Tower.
Mm.
Spend my little thing, you know, get my free Pokeballs, and spend. I come to work, I go by where the varsity used to be. Cause it's a Pokestop where the old varsity used to be. Spend that shit, come back down, go to Accurate Wilderness Center.
Oh, Saul, man, I got him
on
mute. So I'm about to cut this short so we can finish this show.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here, bro.
Oh, I thought you.
Nah,
that's why I'm
not gonna stop. Yeah, man, well, that's a bet, bro. That shit. Oh, yeah, work?
Yeah, I'm outside, man.
Okay, man. Pokemon. Yeah, look at you, still playing Pokemon. Yeah,
when you...
No, it's not, man. It's just, yeah, look, he's doing that. He's getting these little fat kids exercising, man.
Man, they already did, like, a thing. You would have to hatch, like, three eggs to lose one time.
Yeah. Like, what's the thing, man, where you, what's the best Pokemon you want to find? What's the name of it?
It's like,
Mewcow or Mewkew or some shit like that.
Yeah, I got the cat. I don't got Mewtwo, but you evolved
him
too, Mewtwo.
Oh, okay.
You catch the cat, and then you evolve
him
to the Mewtwo.
Oh, damn.
Meow, I think his name is.
Yeah, well, that's a bet, man. Well, shit, man. Let me meet you back in about 15 minutes, bro. All right. Yep. All right, people.
He is really into that shit.
Told you, he tells me about the pop, man.
Really on that shit. Hey, man. Yep. Shout out to Be Easy, man. That's what motherfucking do right there, man. We did the Black Banks. That was the biggest winner this week.
Yeah, my winner with the Black Banks out there, man. Everybody, man, opening up accounts at these Black Banks. Black Banks seeing a lot of business, and I'm glad. It's good. So shout out to you can look up the Black Banks in your city if you want to go open up your account. You know, most of them credit unions are the little banks, so they're going to have good interest rates and stuff like that. So go fuck with them, man.
I think Citizens Trust opened like 8,000 accounts in Atlanta this past week.
Look at that.
And a lot of people are saying that, well, of course, per usual, it's some black shit. So, I mean, what do they do? Where do we go? There's no bank here. There's no location here. How can I open up one online? You have a PayPal account. Yeah. Show me a PayPal bank, nigga. There's not one. Remember when, I think it was ING, it was blue and orange. It was one of the first online accounts you could get. They were giving you like $5 when you opened the account. Mm. They don't have a physical location. So don't use these bullshit excuses to not open a bank. You can go online and open one and put $5 in the account, put $10 in the account. Just open you an account, man. It ain't that hard. Go ahead, man.
All right. And my losers this week. All you niggas that put y'all money in these black banks, y'all know the... Make the fuck your shit up, nigga. Fuck that. I'm not putting my money in a black bank, nigga. Hell nah, nigga. I told you. I don't let niggas handle my money. No, no, no. It's a black bank down here. Motherfucker went in there, cashed their check. Motherfucker gave him whatever the dollar amount was. Then he took the change out of his pocket. I said, what in the fuck kind of bank is this? It's called like new. Sorry, can't do it. Yeah.
Germ is one of the few black people I know that's part of the problem and the solution. He will the dichotomy of Germ. He will help your kids, great leader, great in the community, but he does not trust black people to do shit but make his food. That's it. He won't wear no black designers. He ain't going to no black bank. He won't buy no black soap. That motherfucker don't even have no black sneakers. But nope. Goddamn, he'll help your kids out. So, hey,
yeah.
Leave your kids with Germ. Don't leave your wallet. That's all I can figure out.
Yeah, nah.
Winners and losers this week. Hey, man, this one's easy. Cops are fucking losers.
Damn.
You know, if you're a quote-unquote good cop, tell them the motherfuckers is bad. Don't just tell because you get an opportunity on TV or you got laid off and now you want to file a grievance. If you find some bad police work, then tell them the motherfuckers. It's not that hard. I'm sure you see bad policing every day. But y'all letting these motherfuckers walk, and I'm tired. There's cover-ups and shit like that, and we're finding out later, and all this money's been spent. We got black people going to jail. All this money's been spent, and at the end of the day, if y'all would just blow the fucking whistle, we would know what's going on. I also want to say for all you, everybody who's putting the black fist in the air, it's all good. There's nothing wrong with black love and uniting black people and empowering black folks. But I think the idea that you can do that in this country without the help of some motherfuckers that are not black is ridiculous. So stop with your trope and being mad at everybody. Some of these motherfuckers are actually on your side and helping out. And you can allow people to help. And you can allow people to be involved. But, you know, stop trying to be an army of one. And please stop acting like you're going to do some shit if you ain't going to do it. Just be mad and say you mad. But stop typing up the revolutionary bullshit and then going to work your 9-to-5 and acting like you upset and depressed all day when you smiling and taking part in the potluck. You motherfuckers are the worst. You Charles Barkley ass niggas. That's what I'm talking about. I think that's it, man. We got our shout outs this week.
Man, shout out to the nation, man. Ruler, myself, Dr. Abrasive, Tracy May, MJ Money9S, still a bitch, Short T.
Short T.
We got RT3, The Eternal. We got Papa Dash, Ash Dash. Who else we got, man? Anybody else, man, listen to the Frocast, man. Shout out.
Thekka Jones.
Thekka Jones, my dog. We got to get you back on here again. You know, it was just a good time hanging out with you.
For real.
Yeah, anybody else, man. If y'all want to be on the show, man, fuck with us, man. Y'all know the number, man. It's don't tell me it's all right. It's 347-201-2572.
Sounds right to me. Shit, I don't use that number because they don't call.
Yeah, so y'all use the number, man. Get on the show, man. We'll, you know what I'm saying, leave a drop. We'll shout you out. We'll call you a bitch. Whatever, you know what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. You know, just let us know. Yeah, I'm out, man. That's it, man.
Hey, man, it was good to be back on the show. I know I kind of fucked up this week. This is what happens when I get rusty. But I'm glad to be back. We do have some shirts in the store. We meant to make a post. We just didn't get around to it because everybody's busy.
We did make a post.
Who made the post? I ain't see it.
Beezy made the post. The Kings of Slander post. Yeah, I see.
When? I didn't get the notification on my shit. Don't you slander goddamn Android phones.
Hey.
Don't you do it. I just didn't get the notification. So make sure you go to the store, store.nappyafro.com. Get your Kings of Slander shirt. That's what we do here, man. It's all fun and games.
Instagram and everything, so all right.
I didn't see the Instagram post either. My shit is really raggedy.
Yeah, you might need an update, so all right.
I just did the update this morning. Sorry, anyway, man.
Look, don't know what to tell you then.
I know, man. Just let the Android live today. Just let it live today, man. It was
all right, man. We can't take you seriously as a businessman with an iPad and Android phone. Like, what is this?
Let me just go ahead and make it worse. I do have a MacBook Pro.
I know you do, and you have an iPad and a Mac. Like, why don't you have an iPhone? Like, what are you doing with your life, man? Like,
I got the other two. They were discounted. The MacBook right, and the iPad were discounted.
It's all right, man. Listen, man. Doesn't matter. You need to get your iPhone. iPhone 7 coming out. I expect you to upgrade to iPhone 7, man.
That's like four pair of Jordans.
No, it's not. You nobody pays full price for phone these days. They just add it on to you. You pay monthly, man. That's what you do.
I'm tired of phone mortgages. I'm almost out from under this phone mortgage, man.
They got this new T-Mobile got this program. I get a new iPhone every year that motherfuckers come out.
Yeah, but they start over. Like, they start your payments over every time. You gotta do the down payment.
You pay, like, it's like a year lease. You pay that year, boom. Then, you know, hey, whatever. You get a phone back. Yeah, man, it's just like you leasing the phone. I don't care, man. Look, I told you, man. The man that owes the most when he dies wins.
Is that how it works?
Yes. Why would you want to die with good credit? Fuck that. Die owing niggas all kinds of money. And I mean, nigga, so what? Nigga, you ain't getting shit.
Hey, man, I just got a notification my credit went up this week. So I'm my winner this week, man. My credit score is now 200.
Hey, Saul Wright is also my winner because, yo, people, y'all don't know this.
Oh, shit.
But I was watching Saul Wright Snapchat. Saul Wright told a story about a shoe deal and the way it went down. Saul Wright, the most gangstest nigga alive, bro.
Wait, what you mean?
The 285, 304, whatever that story, nigga. Like, you was like, yo, I ain't come out my house for 285. I came out.
I was so mad about that shit, bro. I was so mad.
I was like, yo, it's all right, gangster as fuck, boy. Like, yo.
I was mad as fuck, though, for real. Like, he was a big motherfucker. He would have got it, though, because I was mad. He had already played me earlier that day.
Damn.
I drove 45 minutes for a meetup early that day, and he didn't say shit. So I was like, I got played like a motherfucker. So then when he hit me back, I was like, yeah, I'll go ahead and pay the price. He tells me, yeah, there's a little scuff on there. I mean, you know, I'll give you 285. Nigga, I didn't leave for that 285 shit. I'll take this shit back to the store. Fuck it. All right, man. I'll go ahead and pay you 300. I'm just saying. I don't give a fuck what you're saying.
What's going on?
So if you buy Jordans, you know the production is always weird. Like, the quality control is shitty. And so sometimes you get shoes that have glue marks. And, like, this pair was not that great. If I went to the store and opened the box when I bought them, I'd have been like, give me another pair. That's how bad they were. But there was a mark on them. What the fuck you want me to do? It came from the store like that. So he wanted to discount me because the shit was like that. I could take them back to the store.
Yeah.
It was just quicker for me to get the cash from you than to wait for the credit. But it's not a problem, nigga. And I took it out of his hand and put it back in the box. I was like, fuck it, we out. Yeah, no, okay, alright. Alright, bitch. Shit.
What kind of shoes were they?
It was the Flu Games.
Oh, man.
I sold both pair of my Flu Games.
Damn.
So, two pair of Flu Games and a pair of 72 and 10s.
Damn.
So, you know, and I didn't even make no money. I wasn't even going for resale. I was just trying to get retail so I can get some cash in my hand because I had to make that trip to Houston. So, niggas was trying to get me. But it is what it is, man. I'm not gangster, man. I'm fair. Just don't play me. Jerm plays me every week.
No, I don't, man. I just want you to give me a pair of shoes, man. You want to keep your eye, man. Gotta get you, you know, my time and my money.
Jerm, you just got a promotion.
But it's all right. I'm still poor.
I'm hitting you with all retail prices now. Like, you may have had a shot before, but you getting all retail now.
What, man? Sorry, you do me dirty, man. God damn, man.
That's it.
You got 70 pair of shoes, and I can't get one pair of your throwaways.
I got like 60. I ain't got no throwaways. They're all for sale. 60.
Look at that, man. You give away shoes all the time. You just don't never give me nothing.
I don't give any more away because I gave away all the giveaways. This is it.
And then look, and I didn't see none of that giveaway, but that's cool.
Hey, man, that's how we do, man. I think for the slander, you got to pay for shoes at this point.
All the good I do in the community, I can't even get a free pair of shoes from a dog that I know in damn 10 years, man. 10 years.
You can get them, but you got to go get them from a black bank. This is episode 217 of the Frocast. I'm your man, Saul Wright, a.k.a. the Black Alex P. Keaton, sitting in with King Jerm, the most electrifying motherfucking podcast today, yesterday, and forever. And Queen Jerm, if she's still there.
She gone.
She gone, man. We'll holler at y'all next time on another episode of the Frocast. And we're going to try and figure out the schedule, folks. So if we miss an episode here, some shit gets weird, you get a couple short episodes, we're trying to figure out the schedule. Jerm got a new job. Congratulations to my bruh. His new job is complete opposite of my shift, because my shift is complete opposite of everybody. But we're going to figure out a way to make this shit work. So be patient. Keep rocking with us. Buy you some shirts, and we'll holler at you next time. We out. Peace.
Nappyafro.com.